Taco Bell is magical food. Think about it. Taco Bell is the only food on the planet that tastes like absolute shit when you're sober. But then as soon as you're drunk, it magically transforms itself into five-star cuisine that you need to get in your stomach immediately. I don't care how close you are to a Taco Bell when that craving hits. If you're not in the kitchen, you are not close enough. I think Taco Bell is a good indicator of how drunk you got the night before. Like, if you're flipping through your receipts the next day and you realize you spent more money at Taco Bell than you did at the bar to get that way, slow down. That happened to me not too long ago. Day after a bender, I wake up and I'm looking through my receipts and I'm like, honey, how in the hell did we spend $67 on bean burritos? That's got to be some kind of a world record. Call Guinness. Oh, shit, Guinness. Little hair of the dog, you know, sometimes that helps. Drive past a Taco Bell after the bar's closed. You got to wait in line for an hour to get your food, which leads me to believe that Taco Bell should develop some sort of a delivery service.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? I'm not the only one that's thought about it. Good. Here's what you do. You get a truck like the ice cream truck. Then you drive around all the neighborhoods at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you play the Macarena or some other shitty Mexican music because Taco Bell is shitty Mexican food. How awesome would that be to see a no-holds-barred brawl against the drunks and the stoners over the last bean burrito at 3 a.m.? That would be amazing. Because that would happen day one, maybe. Day two, I guarantee it. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I think that would happen. I really do. Because drunks and the stoners are the lifeblood of Taco Bell. Look at their marketing campaign. They know it. Right? Their new marketing campaign. Come on down for the fourth meal. The meal between dinner and breakfast. Well, who the hell needs a meal between dinner and breakfast? It's not the responsible guy who goes to bed early because he knows he's got to wake up the next day and be a productive member of society. It's for the guy who stumbles out of the bar so pissed drunk he's like, ah, shit. I am late for work. Wait, my watch is upside down. Oh, shit, I'm really late for work. Let's get you some Taco Bell. Drunks and stoners. I think they're responsible for some of the items that we see on the Taco Bell menu. And I'm going to give you an example from both sides. Number one comes from the stoners. That's the double-decker taco. Double-decker taco is a stoner's wet dream. Because, you know, stoners, they all turn into, like, these little stone, like, MacGyver slash Emeril Lagasse. Like, I want a soft-shell taco and then wrapped around a hard-shell taco. And then we're going to use beans for the glue, man. That's going to be the shit. That had to have happened several times at Taco Bell's all across this country for that to happen. My personal favorite comes from the drunks because that's my people. That's where I come from. Right? And that is the enchirito. I know the enchirito came from the drunk people because enchirito, not a word. That word doesn't exist in Spanish, English, Portuguese, Italian, or any other language. Does not exist. The enchirito is the product of a guy who is so drunk, he's in the Taco Bell drive-thru slurring his words together so bad that he can't pronounce one word after the other without creating some sort of brand new super word and a food item that doesn't exist. Allow me to demonstrate. Yeah, I want to get an enchirito. And that poor kid working the drive-thru that night's just like, he wants an enchirito. What the fuck is an enchirito? I don't know. You're the assistant manager. Yeah, just put some cheese and red sauce on a burrito. That sounds good. Yeah, I think $1.49 is more than fair. My jokes are funny and factual.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio. This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
This is one I didn't see coming. Like, it's one of those weird ones where it's like, I called myself a spick. It's a dumb throwaway joke. It was a throwaway joke, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like 3-day ban, like I did something terrible. And it's like, I can't call
for
myself
three
that.
Days because you called yourself a spick.
What if I was talking about it in a different context? What if I was saying, hey, this guy on the street just called me a spick. Am I then in trouble?
I bet you this algorithm and bot understands context.
So then context, when I say help a spick out, then context should dictate.
It's trying to correct you. It's saying you're the racist. Stop being racist.
I don't want this robot telling me I'm a racist.
The robot thinks you're racist, Royce. I mean, I don't
like
it either.
These are social justice robots, and I'm not fucking having it.
I don't know where they came from. Are they?
Well, I'll tell you where they came from. It's called Cyberdyne. Read a book.
Oh, boy.
God damn it.
We've been reading the book of RoboCop.
Yeah, I know, and that did not turn out well for Alex Murphy. He lost his humanity and his son. It's sad. I'm not going to cry. I already fucking...
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello. Here, you are and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Here on MoreLikeRadio.com/live. It is, let's see, Tuesday, March 21st, 2017. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lupias.
What up?
Marie Lopez.
What up, bot freaks?
Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
Hello.
And Johnny Cakes in there.
Chicken Papa John.
Our number is 954-573-2780. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, but hold on. Let's get into a good mood tonight, everybody.
You know, I have a couple friends who are. Still to this day, humongous Hanson fans and follow them
yes,
around.
Yes, I do. I was going to say the
oh
same thing.
Oh, my God,
thing.
Really? Like, that's hilarious.
I have girlfriends or girls who are friends who are like in their 30s. Whenever Hanson goes on tour, like they, it's like an event for them.
Same thing. We have a couple friends, and they've been friends for a long time, and they every time Hanson plays like at Epcot, the Food and Wine Festival, they'll go to Epcot. I mean, they freak out.
Yeah.
And, but like, dude,
oh my God,
they
Royce,
know
you're out of jail.
Yeah, I know. They know B-side Hanson songs.
Oh yeah, oh, like, hold on. Man, I can't. I remember. Yeah, I was like in seventh grade, I think, when this came out. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing it. Did you guys remember it was like maybe a couple years ago or maybe even last year, they released a song under a different name and it came with like really good reviews. Everybody's like, I've never heard of this band, but they're really good. And then like a week later, they came out like, actually, it's us. People were like, oh, wow, Hanson, you guys have become awesome.
And then their stock dropped.
They should have just stayed with the other band name.
I don't remember,
like,
but yeah.
Everyone thought the drummer was a girl.
You know, it's funny, going down this line, I was thinking about it. You think it's got to suck for like most artists that Weird Al parodies? Because except for maybe two or three of them, he's richer than and more popular than most people he's parodied. Outside of Madonna and Michael Jackson, like he's bigger than them, than the most artists that he's parodied.
He does still have this strange underground following, much like Hanson.
Forget underground. The guy's last album was on Billboard Top 10. Like, it was... It's
really? Still?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's come to the point now where, like, artists, like, they are totally okay with him parodying their songs, where in the beginning, they were all like, what the fuck? Who the hell's this Yank of it? No.
Yeah. That's because he's more talented than them, and he's actually going to bring more people to their music.
Very true.
I just think it's funny, you know, that he's like, he's bigger than some of the people at this point that he's parodied. And he's more alive than Kurt Cobain, so, you know.
Yeah, and look at that. Coolio ruined his career. All he had to do was just allow him to do that fucking song.
I would argue.
It didn't ruin it, but it definitely made, because he got all pissed off that he did Amish Paradise. And I guess he didn't have the rights to it, but he everybody was like, dude, get a hold of yourself. Stop taking yourself so serious.
That's another one. Weird Al plays, he sells out fucking arenas. Like, he'll sell out.
Still to this day?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you wouldn't believe it, but the guy's following is, he's huge, man.
Do you think he's going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, look, I understand Weird Al's definitely not for everybody. I like him. I've always liked him. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Same here. Have his cassettes.
You know, I will unabashedly say I think he's a funny dude. I think that, you know, now, of course, it's become hack, but you have to remember, Dutch, when he was doing it, really nobody was doing it. Like, he was one of the first dudes.
B-Side Yankovic is the bomb.
Like, he was one of the first guys who did parody songs. Before it became hack and every radio show was doing it, I think that's why you have to give him credit. Like, for the time, nobody else was doing it, you know?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
And it looks like I'm looking at the Wikipedia for Amish Paradise. Like, he's not legally required to, you know, buy the rights to the songs.
No, because it's parody.
Because it's covered under fair use and parody, but he just chooses to.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny, too, because I was talking to E-Rock, and he had the Epic Rap Battle guys on, and he was talking to them about they did an Epic Rap Battle where Weird Al Yankovic was in, and he played Sir Isaac Newton. Right. It was Isaac Newton versus Bill Nye. And they have written a bunch of raps for Weird Al. Weird Al said, no, I'll write my own stuff. And he wrote all the rap, his own, like, rap verses for it. So apparently he's a really good writer, and he's a pretty funny guy, naturally. You know what I mean? And he has a funny
actor, too.
I remember when I was in, a freshman, I think, in high school. I remember the one thing by Weird Al that I actually found funny was that 8-minute song. I think Albuquerque, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, it was funny.
He's just telling a story. It's not even a parody. He's just this, like, fast-paced song with his stupid accordion, and he's just telling some ridiculous story about his time that he went to Albuquerque. I remember finding that entertaining. But other than that, it's like, what do you do with his stuff? It's like, okay, this is a, you listen to it once, and you're like, okay, maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Everybody, look, I do understand.
He embraced music television.
I do get that he's not for everybody, but, you know, I like him, and it's maybe because
I think he's a fun person to listen to, like John Lawa or Lonely Island.
Yeah.
Like he's that style of music.
Yeah, he's he's a pretty funny dude. Like, have you ever seen his interviews on Comedy Bang Bang and stuff? The guy's a funny guy. And he's super clean, too.
He's very clean.
Oh, you know, it's funny because going down that thought process just reminded me of something else. I posted on Facebook some sort of link to a Jim Gaffigan joke. Like, Jim Gaffigan has had a 9-minute bit about McDonald's. If you haven't heard it, I don't want to play it now. But if you haven't heard it, it's fucking hilarious.
I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. I was thinking about it. There's only a couple comics around that are clean and can still kill. Like, I think, to me, don't get me wrong, I love a bunch of dirty comics. They're some of my favorites. Like, Chappelle has 2 specials on Netflix that I'm dying to watch. I haven't seen them yet. There's new ones. But brand new ones. Being as funny as Jim Gaffigan or like a Brian Regan is without cursing,
Brian Regan is probably one of the funniest human beings on Earth.
But I believe, like, or Gaffigan, I believe that takes such an immense skill. You know what I mean? To not come across corny, to not come across like Gaffigan's one of those few dudes that people will say, yeah, I like Doug Stanhope and I like Jim Gaffigan, you know? I like Doug Stanhope or Dennis Leary, but, you know, I also like Brian Regan. Like, Brian Regan's so fucking funny. And by the way, watching Regan, you have to watch him, too. Like, listening to him is funny, but his faces are fucking amazing. But I was saying, are there any other comics that are relatively clean that you think still fucking kill? Because
there's a few that
don't. Amy Schumer.
I saw her most recent special. It's actually pretty good. Have you guys seen it?
I'm sure she's still funny.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's got a lot of bad reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's just people who are hating on her. They're putting her in the same category.
People also give bad reviews to Iron Fist, and it's amazing.
She got 1 star, and they changed the whole rating system because she got 1 star, and now it's going to be thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah, that was people just trolling.
They said it was alt-right people that were doing it. I don't know whether or not it was. The truth of the matter is I haven't seen it yet, so I really can't comment. I don't know. I haven't seen the new special.
Yeah, I think it's called a leather special because she comes out in this ridiculous like leather outfit and addresses it right away. I don't know. I found it funny. There were parts of it that I really found funny.
I'll check it out. I mean,
Jim Norton just came out with a new special, and you know what I was thinking about? He didn't really curse that much in it. Only when he was like really making an emphasis on something would he say the F word.
Norton was actually on Joe Rogan's podcast last week, and I listened to that interview, and it's pretty interesting. He has this new special, and then he's doing an MMA podcast. And he's also, you know, doing this, the Sam and Jim show. I guess it's serious.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, man, how much longer is that fucking, can that company stay afloat? I mean, I have friends that are over there.
I don't know.
I really do. I have friends that are over there and I love them. I really do. But I'm just being realistic here. Like, I want you guys to succeed in everything, but how do you compete with how can you compete with podcasts? Like, I was driving, you know, when I got my Civic, they gave us 3 months of satellite for free. And, you know, I would turn it on every once in a while because I hadn't had it for a while. And I would, dude, if there's a cloud over your head, if you go under a bridge for a second, it goes out. I'm like, dude, it's 2017. I could watch, I could download a Netflix movie and watch it on a train underground. Why can't I listen to a show? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad, you know, because they bet on the wrong horse. But I don't know, man. I don't know how that model's going to keep working. I mean, how? Outside of Howard. You know,
sheer willpower.
I don't know, man.
Celebrity.
The only person I know that still has it is my dad.
Oh yeah,
that has satellite. I don't like anyone else that I know that used to have it. None of them have it anymore.
What's he listen to? Outlaw Country.
He leaves it on the Love Channel or some shit.
What?
Yeah,
Love Channel.
Is your dad
he listens
gay?
To shitty music sometimes.
Is like baby making music.
Is your dad gay?
Is he trying to make a baby?
No.
It's fine if you're down.
I mean, you can ask him.
I will.
I mean, you can try to kiss him at my wedding.
I'm not going to try to kiss him. I'll fucking. I'm more class than that. I'll buy him dinner first. And then I'll kiss him. By the way, wedding, Royce Lopez presents Mitch and Sherry's wedding featuring DJ Dutch extravaganza will be in a couple months. And I will say I'm very, very excited. I've trimmed my speech down to a smooth hour, 60 minutes.
And, my God.
Nice round number.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I need to get my hands on pyrotechnics and a fog machine. So if you could hook those up.
That was by my.
We have a fog machine.
I have a fog
machine. I got leftover fireworks.
That sounds amazing.
Leftover from what?
I need visual cues. I'm going to talk to you.
Just in general.
My meeting's going to have three different song intermission. Excuse me. Not my meeting. I'm sorry. I had a meeting today about it. My
musical
speech.
Interludes.
My speech is going to have three different musical interludes.
Okay.
I'm looking at Inagata De Vida. by the way, the long one, not the short one.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Right. The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, Jesus.
And,
he's going to shake it up. He's going to play the decline by NOFX.
Right. Just to go a little crazy. The Macarena. And, you know, the thing is the Macarena though, I'm going to use it to make a somber point about death. So it's going to be like you're stancing, but it's, you know, you have to be there. Look, the thing is, the truth is, Mitch and Sherry, you can show up a couple hours late. It's not going to be a problem, okay?
Perfect.
I got this, all right? I'm very excited.
I remember my sister, my oldest sister Rachel's wedding got hijacked by
Muslim
this. Okay, so my family like supports this. No, listen to me. My family supports this this mission down in Haiti. And the people who like run it, you know, they're like, they're old and they came up and for whatever reason, they had like a whole PowerPoint presentation updating everybody on the Haiti mission. And this is the middle of the reception. And I remember my sister sitting there just mortified. And I'm sitting there going, I'm like, I don't know. I would think it was only maybe 13, 14 years old at the time. I remember going like, why is she doing this? This is not her wedding. Like, why? What the hell? And everybody just let her go. She's sitting up there, like, you know, with a slide presentation talking about how they built a new orphanage here and they did all that there. And it was like, who gave her the green light to do this?
Dude, what the fuck?
I know. My sister's still angry about it. This is how many years later?
Why didn't anyone
fucked up her day?
Why didn't anyone boo her off the stage?
Because it was like all of our family who know these people. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It was
but all your family. You have a small army.
No. My extended family too were there. My dad's side. My dad's one of 16.
Oh, that's
just his side of family. I had like 100+ cousins.
That's great. So basically, your entire family could pick a different team for the March Madness Sweet 16. That's how basically, big it is. Yes. That's insane. It's insane amount. I just like comparing Dutch's family to different, like to other things. And it just makes it really puts in perspective how many there are, you know? Like Dutch,
we have one more than like everybody that would be on a football field at any given time.
Exactly. Dutch's team could play offense, defense if they need to. They could do it.
With one backup.
Right. Or a punter. A punter. You know, you guys are fine.
Or make a cover band look like a packed crowd.
Could you give me an analogy for someone that doesn't care about sports?
Dutch's entire clan is enough for an open micer to become a host because they think that many people show up.
Yes.
What?
Yes. If Dutch's immediate family shows up, it would pack an open micer's night.
Oh, I see.
We're three more than Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
There you go. The E Street Band ain't got nothing on his family.
Wait, how many people were in Chicago?
Not as many as Dutch's family. Wait, the city or the band? Because the answer is the same.
Really?
Yes.
It's before or after the St. Valentine's Day massacre?
What do you go that far back? Now it's every day there. The gun violence there is redonk. Chirac.
All because of deep dish pizza.
It's not. I don't think the gun violence is associated.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
If you trace it back enough, it probably leads to deep dish.
It's somebody down the street was probably like, New York style pizza's better. And then the other guys were like, what? And then now violence.
That's why you call a pizza a pie, motherfucker.
I really doubt that all the gun violence in Chicago is based on pizzas.
I'm gonna research it.
It could be because their pizza's shit.
Pizza Illuminati.
See?
Yeah, fucking meat pie. I hate
Mitch and Dutch are already getting heated.
Deep dish pizza.
Royce
I don't mind. By the way, don't get me wrong. I prefer New York pizza, but I have nothing against deep dish either. You know what I mean? Like I'm fine with both.
I do.
You're not allowed.
I know you've been clear. You've been crystal clear.
You're not allowed to stay neutral. You have to pick a side.
I like tried crepes for the first time this weekend and really changed my perspective.
All of a sudden he's eating French pancakes over here.
That's all a crepe is. It's a gay pancake.
Yeah, what are you eating a gay pancake?
It was gigantic. It was like the size of my head.
It's the same
amount of dough. It's just spread out.
I'm sorry. There. Are our pancakes too fluffy for you?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not good enough for fucking blueberry at IHOP? Get out of here. Eating crepes. Fuck, this is America.
And creme brulee. Oh my God, creme brulee is so amazing.
Anybody.
What fancy place did you eat at?
Anybody that eats
creme brulee.
Applebee's.
Anybody that eats a crepe.
No, it's called the creperie.
The what?
The La Creperie.
Where were you?
At a La Creperie.
The La Creperie.
The Creperie. That's the Creperie. You were at a place called the Creperie?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Did you tell them that they were idiots and they should shut up?
No, because they'd probably yell at me in French.
And throw crepes at him. Anybody that eats a crepe is not welcome in Trump's America. Other side of the wall!
Oh, what the hell?
I like crepes.
Side of the wall. By the way, you could go to Canada, Sherry. You go to that side of the wall. It's closer for you.
Hey, poutine.
Quebec.
No, they don't want us.
Their fucking
immigration is harder than the U.S. is.
I'll have you know.
What if you just visit and you just hang out in like a tree fort somewhere?
I mean, you can visit fine, but you can't live or work there. Like, you need to be sponsored, and there needs to be a whole bunch of bullshit.
That's not true.
I'll have Red Bull sponsor me.
Monster. They're Prime Minister Sexy. Prime Minister Sexy is supposed to be super liberal, and everyone's welcome. That's what I heard.
Yeah, but even
his last
said,
name
get
really
the fuck
sexy.
Out of my country.
Yeah.
Yeah, after 90 days or whatever.
Yeah. Prime Minister.
Sobriety?
We get it. Fucking, the guy has a nice butt. Doesn't mean he's qualified to lead a country. Jesus Christ.
But Justin Trudeau. Compared to what else? I mean, every other leader in the world is like 90 fucking years old. So, of course, 40-year-old guy.
What about spry and young King Jong-un? What about him?
What about Prince Harry and Prince William?
Yeah, what about them?
Harry Carey here.
No, not Prince Harry Carey.
People love Prince William, except he started going bald.
What about Prince Albert in a can?
He's got that cotton candy hair going on these days.
You better go catch him.
But I don't get it. Like,
he is British. He's not destined for greatness.
It's a very goddamn good point. The monarchy's a goddamn sham anyway. What do they do? Please, I'm trying to ask British people all the time, and no one's ever been a satisfactory answer. What does the monarchy do now? Like, besides being a fucking Hold little on. Theater, what's it for? She doesn't do anything.
I think their response would be like, well, how are they any different than the Kardashians? They're basically royalty.
They're not. I'll tell you why. The government doesn't sponsor the Kardashians.
Good point.
That's why.
And the Kardashians are generally hated by just about everybody, right?
Yeah. But you know what?
I don't know anyone who actually likes
them. To be fair, the monarchy is generally hated by everybody over there, too. They just don't really say it a lot, but they don't really like them either. You know,
isn't
I'm saying
like their big thing, like not the monarchy, but Parliament, the House of Lords or something. Well,
Parliament is their real fucking thing where they scream at each other. Which, by the way,
isn't that what cigarettes are made?
They do scream at. Have you seen some of that shit over there? They just men in wigs yelling at each other. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, harumph,
harumph, harumph.
They just scream at each other. Can we find
over
a clip?
Top of each other.
Dutch, can you see if you can find a clip of them? Because I would love this.
Don't they have like the interior? Isn't it like green walls and green carpet?
They do that to make it easier to Photoshop them in space battles, I believe. I'm not sure if that's true.
Oh, it's all crunchy.
I am not sure if that's true.
Has that been done yet? Has anybody Photoshopped the monarchy?
I don't know.
Into what?
I have something here. It says British Parliament gone wild.
Okay, let's see it.
There was a prime minister recall that at the time after he became prime minister under the coalition, and at the time when he was dividing the nation between strivers and scroungers, I asked him a very important question.
Pause. I already love this. At a certain age, every British old man sounds like Michael Caine. So let's start with that.
Yes.
It's fucking ridiculous.
About the windfall he received when he wrote up the mortgage of the premises in Notting Hill. And I said to him he didn't write up the mortgage of the one the taxpayers were helping to pay for at Oxford. I didn't receive a proper answer then. Maybe Dodgy Dave will answer it
Dodgy
now.
Dodgy Dave!
And by the way...
Dodgy Dave, and everybody just starts
yelling. By the way, I'm waiting
Why
for...
Why do they call him Dodgy Dave? Because he dodges bullets, Abby.
I'm waiting for Wildewald Rama to start just throw money at them, like the Your Mama show. Like, you hear the crowd in the background, they're like, oh, snap, Dodgy Dave!
Order.
Can I get that drop?
The honorable gentleman, order.
Pause it for a second.
Oh, that was another guy. Yeah, I'm watching another show talk about this very clip. So
that's confusing.
You sounded so polite.
Pause it for a second.
That was a different guy.
That was fucking hilarious.
Order.
Master Wayne, what do we do when we fall down? We get back up.
I cry about my dead parents.
Bill, your dead parents.
I was a boy. Now
I'm scrolling down to related videos. They're saying massive fist fight breaks out in Ukraine's parliament.
Dude, yeah, okay.
Russian parliament
around,
fight.
No.
AK-47 pulled out at Jordan parliament.
Holy shit. Hold on. I better get that one, Dutch. I'll pull the video. Hold
Please.
On. Jordan parliament, you said?
It says, yeah, MP fires AK-47 during a parliament session in Jordan. It says an MP in Jordan has attempted to shoot another politician with an AK-47 during a session.
That's an authentic Kalashnikov, too.
Scenes moments after an AK-47 was fired in Jordan's parliament
after.
Building.
I want those moments.
The rifle was aimed at MP Cozy Demasi, who remarkably escaped unharmed. His would-be attacker was another MP, Talal al-Sharif. After a fierce exchange between the two, al-Sharif went outside to fetch his gun. He was stopped by guards as he...
Jesus Christ!
He wasn't running for safety. He was running to get his own gun to come back.
And in America, as much shit as we get, we have to go, the sir will yield. The gentleman will yield the floor.
The gentleman will yield. No,
yeah, we get all this shit. Not. We get all this shit about being assholes.
The gentleman will retrieve his AK-47.
Yes. The gentleman will throw a hand grenade into the building.
Dude, I'm looking at these Ukraine videos. These are worth pulling up.
Okay, I'll pull one.
Just type in Ukraine Parliament Fight.
Ukraine. I just typed Ukraine P and Parliament Fight came up.
Apparently, and there's a lot of different videos of it too, from 4 years ago, 1 year ago, 3 months ago. Apparently, this is like a regular.
Two Ukraine lawmakers exchanged punches during a parliamentary meeting on Monday.
Where's Dennis to translate?
Ooh, I don't know what he's saying, but he seems heated.
Sounds like he's summoning a demon.
Oh, he grabbed him with the head. Oh, throwing hands. Right hook, left hook. Push him back. Uh-oh. A scuffle between the pair that ensued. Oh, shit, they're going at it. Dude,
that was the second time he got up.
They sit him back down right next to him.
I know.
Oh, Royce, the second video. I posted a screenshot of that. What the hell's going on that guy is being thrown while holding roses?
Okay, this guy's holding roses, and that this guy's like grabbing him and throwing him.
What the fuck?
They're carrying him out.
He probably had a gun in the roses.
Oh, now they're fighting, of course. Not okay.
Oh god.
The guy with the roses. Republicans and Democrats just every other month got up and just started punching each other.
Oh my god! Look at them.
Why did
somebody's getting stomped?
Why did?
What's great is oftentimes these guys don't know how to fight too. It looks funny when they're punching. It's like cats fighting.
Why did they give that man roses and then proceed to pick him up to try to throw him?
That means he's marked for death.
Are the roses a bad omen?
Maybe
it's an insult.
That's
maybe
an call insult.
Him a woman. Now they're still fighting.
Boys, go back to the beginning of the video and watch the guy with the roses.
Yeah, it really just came out of nowhere where this man is walking up to another man in the podium and then immediately after giving the roses proceeds to just pick him up.
By the way, Mitch, if you double the speed in the YouTube video and play this music, it's a lot better.
It works perfect, right?
Yeah, watch this.
But watch the guy with the roses closely. Watch what he does.
But this isn't the most awkward thing that happened in a parliament. Send like a helicopter into one of these things that had like a dildo attached to it.
Yes. Yeah, they had a dildo on a drone.
Dude, they're fucking insane.
Ukraine's been through a lot of shit in the last couple of years. They overthrew the entire government. Like, the government was shooting on civilians. Oh, here we go. A Turkish politician threatened by other parliament member with a gun in Bulgaria. Fighting and chaos broke out in Nepal's parliament.
Well, that must have been called a Turkish delight.
Oh, my gosh.
And everyone says the U.S. is fucked up with their gun violence.
Right.
That guy holding the roses was such a nerd.
Here we go.
No, Italian, this is my roses.
This is like every other country except America. They just get into these dumb fights in the middle of their...
He was holding onto the podium like, no, I don't want to let go of my roses.
And then he just walks away while everyone starts fighting.
He's
like, I got my roses. I'm happy.
He just wanted his rose. But like, what? I don't get...
What's going on?
What's happening?
The mustache guy just hands him a bouquet of roses. Here you go. Now let me carry you away.
Yeah, fucking Dennis is in the chat. What happened? Can you please explain?
It was a love triangle. It was a love triangle because the guy with the mustache loved that guy, but the bald guy was also in love with the other parliament member.
Nah, that doesn't sound right.
This guy not wearing a suit jacket.
They frown on gays there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a big no-no.
It's
not a big fan of the Jews either.
Yeah, it's very, very specific.
Seriously, I'm sure this had to have been like the most meme thing in Ukraine. That man being picked up from the podium holding those roses. He looks like some nerdy ass version of Jesus Christ sacrificing himself for the good of the Ukrainian people. What the fuck is that? And they just picked him up from the waist and he's like, no, this is my podium time. I need my podium.
No.
No.
Me down, please, sir.
I don't want to go yet.
I didn't give my roses yet.
The gentleman will yield. He's saying that as he's pulling them up.
The gentleman will not yield.
Oh, God.
I need to know who this roses man is.
It's like
the what was the purpose of it? Is that some sort of like an insult? Or yeah. What was that?
It's The Bachelor.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Could you imagine if it were just, yeah, something innocuous like that?
Oh, God.
Dude, now, and the guy lifted him up, like, gave some good crotch grabbing, too. Like, there's an angle from
there it
every
is. Look
side.
At that angle. Look at that angle.
It's like he's got, like, a wedgie he can't get to, and this guy's helping him out.
The good old-fashioned crotch grabbing.
He's got his hand tucked under his balls.
He's so taking weird. The reach around very seriously.
This is how you do pancration fireman carry.
I didn't know Dennis was on the show.
Pancration. What the fuck's pancration?
That man's like, I'm a big baby.
It's my turn to say the words.
These are ridiculous. Thank you. Googled it. Was not disappointed.
Oh, God.
Ukraine parliament fight is one of the
What's
best.
The guy with the crop top doing?
Dude, it looks like a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Let the parliament hit the floor.
Guys,
Let the parliament hit the floor.
For those listening to your podcast, just Google it. Just Google it. It's fucking hilarious. Ukraine parliament fights.
They're all in suits, and they're so mad at each other.
Oh, my God. This is one of those things where after the show, I'm going to go down a fucking YouTube hole.
YouTube hole. Of just, that's why I'm not saying anything. I'm just scrolling through all these different fights. Japanese parliament fight.
The best
chaos
thing-
erupts in the House of Commons.
The best thing is, are like the chokeholds.
Existing porn.
Like when you zoom into like two guys in the middle of the brawl, and it's just like one guy choking out another guy. In
the
scene.
Guy looks like John Travolta being choked out by Vladimir Putin's like cousin.
Oh my God! What?
You notice that every Russian guy is Vladimir Putin to John?
Yeah,
that guy looks like Vladimir Putin. Hey, you see that bear riding a tricycle? Vladimir Putin over there.
Vladimir Putin's dog, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, I assume, you know, he has, like, the master seed in this place. So, look at this guy's got, like, umbrellas.
Is it raining inside Parliament?
They're throwing eggs at him.
Oh, they're holding up umbrellas so the man can talk. His eggs are being
thrown
in his face.
And not have eggs hitting in the head. Yeah.
Why don't they take out the person that's throwing the
eggs?
Nigel
Farage throws eggs at bureaucrats' faces.
This guy's going to ruin all those electronic devices.
Oh, you're going to, it's a new Mac. You're going to break it with the water.
Oh, okay. Here we go. And I'm scrolling through and it says Canadian politicians argue over use of the word fart in parliament.
Give me that story now.
America and Europe.
Oh, come on, guy.
That guy threw a pretty good, like, right cross at that guy. Damn.
Guy, you can't say fart in here.
Oh, my God. Canadian parliament fart.
You're not my guy, buddy.
Oh my
You're
God!
Not
I found
I
the video.
I, hear
I got
argument.
It. I got it. I got it.
Oh, you got it. I have one that's like 3 minutes long.
Go on.
Labor. Why isn't the infrastructure minister talking about how to implement infrastructure funds and get construction workers back to work in Alberta? Why does this government treat Alberta like a fart in the room? That nobody wants to talk about or acknowledge.
Alberta is the fart in the room?
Oh, boy.
Ugh.
All right. So the problem is, now, before we
she
continue.
She said that, and now they start arguing over whether or not she should have said that.
That is where my constituents have been at with this government for over a year.
Interrupt my friend in her speech, but I heard her say a word that I know is distinctly unparliamentary. And I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T.
Ew!
Just say the word, buddy.
What's wrong with say? Oh, dude, you think American free speech is bad? Canada's is really bad.
Canada's not the greatest, yeah.
Yeah, you go to, your comedian got fined.
Speech that's about the supporting thing. Alberta jobs. And that's what the leader of a political party stands up and has to say. No, I don't withdraw it.
Good for her.
Wow, that was, hold on. That was, let me hear that last part again. That was good.
I know is distinctly unparliamentary, and I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T.
I just gave an impassioned speech that's about supporting thing. Alberta jobs, and that's what the leader of a political party stands up and has to say. No, I don't withdraw it.
Oh! The guy in the back right laughing.
Yeah.
Are they going to douse her with, like, syrup or poutine now?
F-A-R-T. And that's fucking the Ukraine, they're uppercutting each other and grabbing each other by the cocks.
Yeah, they're giving each other flowers, calling each other faggots, and grabbing each other by the crotch.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Next time someone farts, I'm going to say, what is this, Alberta?
And thank you very much. South Park, absolutely, all they do is laugh at farts in Canada. And by the way, let's take time.
Is that the joke?
I don't know if that was the joke or not, but it's true.
Holy crap, that's funny if that's the joke.
This fight erupts at Zuma Nation, State of the Nations.
Hold on.
So many fights. Syria. There's so many goddamn fist fights. I love this.
Why so Syria?
Taiwan.
Alberta looks pleasant as fuck, though.
But what's the problem with fart? I don't get it.
It was just that one. You know, that's such a, we don't have anything to say back, so this is the only thing I'm going to say.
Oh, kind of you know nonsense. What it is, Dutch? We don't understand the Canadian language. Hold on. Let's have someone help us with the Canadian alphabet real quick.
Fact, okay. Our alphabet and yours are fairly similar. So why don't we begin singing it together?
Oh, yay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B, D, Q, R, S, T, U, Fwand, W, X, and these are Canadian ABCs. Susie likes hairy balls. What do you think of these?
So maybe now that we know the Canadian alphabet.
Very good visual, too.
We will understand why fart. F-A-R-T. Dutch, do you wish to withdraw your word, F-A-R-T?
The gentleman does not wish to withdraw. Why we wish to start a fist fight.
It just starts up. Imagine if the young girl just ran over and just fucking clocked her.
What if they just start like a hockey type fight where they're grabbing each other by the shirt and trying to punch each other in the head?
But as long as
they would do that,
those are the Canadians I will not fuck with. Are hockey players?
The fucking
they're built.
Aren't they all hockey players?
And by the way, I believe the rules of Canadian Parliament is just like in hockey. They let them fight. They will let them fight,
guys.
And they'll say as long as they don't hit the floor. And they'll take
the second they hit the floor,
then
they go in the penalty box.
Right, exactly.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie. I just googled Alberta, and it looks lovely, and I think we should visit there.
What about farts?
It looks like Alabama.
But what about all the farts?
Thank you.
What about all the... I don't want to go to all the farts.
No, but seriously, it looks like just the most... I mean, I guess you have to go in summertime, but that looks pleasant as fuck.
I really want to go to Banff.
3-week window.
I think that's Banff. I want to go to Banff. Let's do it.
No.
Badass motherfucker?
Basically.
I mean, I don't know what it is, but it looks gorgeous.
Look, it's a state park. It's stunning. And then Lake Moraine.
Frozen Asian in the chat says, the center of Canada is basically the Bible Belt in the States. He says they're kind of super strict in swearing or whatever. They consider swearing as bad. So, yeah. I mean, is that French Canadian? Remember how much I hate French Canadians? I mean, that's not
French Canadian.
Quebec is the French Canadian super center, but there's French Canadians littered all over Canada. So
just the other day,
rats or cockroaches?
Yeah, basically. Ugh.
Every time they just I'm not gonna fucking go another rant why I hate them. They just ruined the entire infrastructure down here. But that's it. Besides that,
You're right there?
Yeah, I just, you know, the Quebec plates are just getting out of hand. There's more of them than Florida plates, and I can't take it anymore. How do they make it here? How did they make it here from fucking Canada?
I don't know.
But don't know how to drive when they get here.
I don't know.
How many fucking bodies are on their fucking conscience?
I don't know.
Sorry,
Margo.
It does look like a very pretty city.
No, that was Calgary. The Olympics was in that city.
Yeah, but
Calgary is in Alberta. Did you know that?
Yeah, did you know that it's a fucking fart of the Canada?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, without looking it up, there's no way any of us could name all of the provinces, right? Not states, obviously.
I can't name fucking more than four. How about that?
Let me look at the map.
I said there. Without looking it up. I don't think.
No. I just need to see the outlines of the things that Marie posted earlier.
That's fair.
The Yukon Territory, the Northwest
Marie's looking.
Vancouver, Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
Ontario, Quebec, Prince Edward Island.
You forgot Manitoba in between Alberta and Ontario.
Hey, Persontoba.
British Columbia. That's where Vancouver is.
Oh, yeah.
No. Vancouver's on the left, right?
It's more wester, yeah.
It's like the it's right above Seattle.
I'm trying to reach out, and I would love more Canadians. Send me messages. I want to know more about your
what about Nova Scotia, eh?
Oh, Nova Scotia.
Oh, don't forget about Saskatchewan, huh?
No, stop it.
What? And then in the very top is none of it, and it's called that because nobody can live there.
I would willing to give Canada all our hockey, all of it, if they keep their fucking French Canadians there.
They can keep hockey.
They can have all our hockey. Florida certainly doesn't need hockey teams.
No.
It's the saddest thing.
Let alone three of them.
Why? What's wrong with us?
I think we already addressed that. You guys need to go down to just one of each.
We were trimming them. We were cutting the fat.
Fucking who ended up getting hockey? Was it Tampa? They got the Lightning.
Tampa would keep it because they have the Lightning, which are better than the Panthers.
Yeah,
they've won like 2 Stanley Cups so far.
Brendan says no, they can't have our hockey. I'm sorry, I'm willing to give it up. I'll tell you what, to sweeten a deal, take North Dakota too. Take it.
And South Dakota.
You know what? On us, both Dakotas. You buy one Dakota, get the other one free.
Well,
what about
that's
Montana?
2 Dakotas for the price of one.
Hey, how much just for
There's a lot of oil there, though, right?
How much
for Montana?
Just the southern.
Oh, there's a lot of oil in North Dakota. How about they get everything except the oil?
They could keep.
How about they just get Idaho?
No.
No, that's our Udaho. Potatoes.
They could keep it. They could keep both Dakotas and the oil. I don't need the oil.
Then what are we going to do with the flag? We only have like, 48 to 47 stars now?
Easy! You bring Puerto Rico in. That's another one. You know,
so what do we do? Split them in half and get 2 more stars out of it?
Right.
Like one side's Porto, the other side's Rico?
No, very simple. We cut California up into North and South California.
Okay, there you go.
And then we have
Do you think that's ever going to happen? Do you think they're ever going to like divide California just because of how stupidly gigantic it is?
I wish they divided Pennsylvania into West and East Pennsylvania because people from the East, there in part, which is where I'm from, we don't like Pittsburgh or any of the other stuff on the West. Like, it's just 2 completely different types of people who live in that state.
Hey.
I got an easy answer for you. Just call one half Philadelphia and the other half Amishburg.
Marie is from Schittsburg, I'll have you know.
I know.
I sure
That's why
am.
I don't like Marie.
I like you.
It's fair.
I like everybody.
Remember, Marie, you're in the better side.
Oh, we did start that thingy that petition to get Florida split into 2.
Yeah, we just wanted to
get Miami and everywhere else.
No, we just wanted to give Alabama the panhandle to Alabama.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys don't like the panhandle because
fuck that. No way. I would dude, if you let me rearrange the fucking states, it would be completely different. Because
how would you do it?
Very simple. South Florida is its own state. It needs to be. You give it to them. Let them be South Florida, be their own state.
What? Where from where? Like, from
I would cut right underneath West Palm Beach. Down.
Underneath or above?
Underneath.
I would count West Palm Beach as part of South Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Fine. You give it fine. West Palm Beach down is all South Florida. From that up is all Disney. And then we cut off the fucking panhandle. We give
just,
it out.
Just called Disney?
Yeah, it's just called Disney.
Just the state of Disney.
The state of Disney. It'll of be Disney. The United States of Disney.
And then from Gainesville up, that's actually just Georgia.
Yeah, keep
Georgia. Yeah, just South there. Georgia.
I'm telling you, that's how you cut that bad boy up. Very so much. I don't. Okay. We have a lot of wasted space here. Bad people. A lot of wasted bad people here too. So you know.
But then again, I'm not. I mean, I've always hated the fact that I have Virginia and then West Virginia and North and South Dakota. Like
you can merge those ones together.
I've always wanted to merge them, but then again, I'm a hypocrite because I want to have Pennsylvania and West Pennsylvania.
How come they never, like, just grouped them all together? Why was there always a division, like, North and South Carolina, East and West Virginia?
There's actually this, I haven't seen it, but I know there's a show called How the States Got Their Shape. That the guy.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Yeah, goes through every and explains why, you know, they're built, you know, there's a certain way.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd kill myself.
It actually is.
For you, Mitch.
If you like history shit, it's
Mitch, you grow hops. I mean, that's your, come on.
Not very good, though.
Well, not very well.
No, I was right.
You inconsiderate idiot. Listen.
The gentleman will not yield on the floor.
the gentleman will yield.
That guy? That looks like, what's his face's brother?
No.
Steve Carell.
No.
It looks like Steve Carell.
No, isn't it the lawyer from Always, that's the lawyer from Always Sunny.
Brian
is
Unger.
It?
Yeah. Click on it.
Okay, yeah.
That's the lawyer from Always Sunny, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He had a show on the History Channel. It had at least two seasons H2, from what I can see.
Because there was too much history for one channel on others.
Oh,
H2 now.
Okay.
Double
Cruise
history.
Control.
No, it's not what it's called. Yeah. It's not called H2.
They had too much World War II stuff to fit into one specific channel.
Yeah. Dude, History Channel, when they started having like the things with it.
World War II in 3D.
Cult of the Nazis. Did they actually have magic powers? No! Stop it! Like, the point is you could only tell the same story so many times, right?
You know what?
Yeah.
Here's the thing with the states. When the states first started getting invented, there was, like, Delaware.
You didn't invent states.
Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
They named them.
They were really ecstatic about having thousands of states at the beginning. We're like, we're going to make them small. We're going to make them tight. There's going to be so many states.
How do you know?
There's going to be so many states. And then they're like, eh, but we'll just wrap all this stuff around New York. And then, I don't want to draw most states. Like, just all that's Texas. Just
yeah,
whatever.
You do see that like, the further west they went, they just kind of went, yeah, we're going to stretch this out a little bit.
And they didn't even care about the shapes as much. Like, once you get past the Mississippi River, they're like, box, box,
box,
box,
box,
box. You get a box. You get a box.
You get a box.
Whatever.
North Dakota just looks like a vacuum cleaner.
Just the rest of it just goes to California.
You're right. It's like when you start a project at the beginning, you're just so particular.
Yeah.
So
just, and towards
particular.
The end, you're like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, 50,
like,
whatever.
Why is Rhode Island so teeny?
Yeah.
Because they're like,
well,
Providence?
When they formed them early on, it took a while because, we only had horses, obviously. So it made sense, I guess, to have all these different, you know,
as we went
everything.
West, we just stopped trying.
We stopped
How
caring.
Cool?
We took the shit. Things that aren't boxes are basically, those are river lines.
And basically,
like,
Montana.
Underneath Oklahoma. And
Montana was just a 3-year-old drawing outside the lines and ruined it for Idaho.
Right.
God damn it. All right, whatever. Just leave Idaho looking like a shoe. It's fine. Who cares?
How cool it's if, fine. Like, the state's governments would have, like, been all, like, let's say our whole entire structure of, like, governmenting would be, like, the game of Risk. So each state has, like, you know, like their own army, and they're trying, and they try to take over different places.
That was a Civil War,
and they just
grow
up their territories.
Happened.
Yeah, it was Civil War, and then we had the Louisiana Purchase.
I mean, there was a War of 1812, and,
but,
you know,
did
the
they
Revolutionary
keep a receipt
War.
For that purchase?
Yeah, we've been trying to refund that forever.
Oh.
You know, the funny part is...
What about Woodrow Wilson just taking over North Mexico?
What about it?
Chunks, it was, like, a good chunk of California, Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona was part of Mexico, and then we just kind of went in and took that over.
And you know what?
Whatever, I do what I want.
And whatever, we're such assholes.
That was in the 1920s, by the way.
We do what we want.
We're such
Dutch.
Assholes over here. We're like, oh, Mexico has all this land. I want some of Mexico's land. Give me that land. Oh, I'm just going to put Arizona here.
Yeah, we didn't even use it for anything good. We took Mexico's land and we used it for New
yeah.
Mexico to rub their face
we
in
just
it.
We got more desert for no
Think
reason.
About it. It goes, hey, give me your land. What are you going to call it? I don't know. New Mexico. Whatever. I don't know. New Mexico. I'm going to call it New Mexico. It's just not yours anymore. We're fucking dicks. I get it.
They just ran out of names.
I was going to say, like, we were yelling about how Russia just took, they went over to Crimea. In Ukraine, we're like, this is ours now. And everybody's like, well, you can't do that. But we did that literally right before World War One. We did that.
Crimea
the
River.
You're right. We took it and we used it for hot shit. We didn't do it for anything good.
We didn't do shit with it.
We didn't put any time into naming it. New Mexico. Done. Bill, you sure you don't want it? Nah, it's fine.
Nah. Woody says it's okay.
New Mexico. You know what it is? It's like when you have all these awesome things and you let your special needs cousin name one of them. It's like, all right, fine. Phil could name it. Phil, what are you? New Mexico. There you go. Let him have it. It's one state.
I made a duty in my pants.
The two most bitter and condescending states we have are New England, which just became different states, and New York and New Mexico. Like, we're just like, ours are better than yours.
That's a good point.
Ours are newer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised all of our states aren't like New Florida, New Spain, New Italy, New Jersey.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, the whole, area of New England, New Mexico. What the fuck?
We are a bunch of uncreative assholes, aren't we?
First of all, it should have been New Amsterdam, not New York.
You know what? I really, really, really hope someone buys one of our some lands in some of our new areas and calls it New New.
Yeah, New New.
Right.
New 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 York.
New New York.
Hey, guys, let's go to New New.
Like, if New York City secedes because they hate Trump so bad, which is probably a possibility at this point, they just call themselves New New York.
That won't work out very well for them. Can we talk about Hillary's new Can I Ask for the Manager haircut? Because it's starting to bug me. Forget politics. I'm not getting into politics. I just want to talk about her hair for a second. Has everybody seen
something different?
Has everybody seen this? Where is it?
The manager.
Murray, can you
that
please?
That could describe it more perfectly.
Can you please post it? Because
can I see the manager haircut?
Dude, because the article read, Hillary comes back reinvigorated. I'm like, from what? Her haircut is so terrible. She looks, I mean, I don't even know how else to explain it.
Oh, my God.
Is it this one?
No. There it is. Yeah, Mitch got it.
You don't think so is she going to try to run for president again?
No, she's going to run. She said she might run for mayor of New York.
Oh, God.
Well, it's kind of a given that one, if you run once and get that far and get beat, you're not doing it again.
She just really wants power.
Yeah, that's what anyone who wants to be president wants. That's the whole point.
It's not a fun job.
No.
No one ever. 50% of that country is going to hate you no matter what.
Have you guys seen that George W. Bush is making the rounds on all the talk shows because he's trying to sell his new painting book?
Yeah.
So I guess he's a painter
now. They're
really
good paintings. Have you seen them?
They're all right. I don't really know much about
a person
painting.
That people label retarded.
Well, that's just it. He's going on these shows, and he's having fun with all of it. Him and Jimmy Kimmel was really funny because he was talking about, just the random words that he would make up and about how, a half of them were true with the, Will Ferrell character.
Right.
Oh, God.
The words that he's like, I actually did say that once. He's having fun with it.
By the way, can I tell you that not being president has been good for – look how much – he looks better now.
He looks better.
It's so much crazy. Happier.
I kind of want to be his neighbor.
He's just for a while there, he disappeared. He's been painting. He looks like he's de-aged 10 years. He's just hanging out.
George Bush just looks so happy now.
Hey, I've been working on my CrossFit.
No, he looks more like a P90X guy.
Yeah, I'm keeping my BMIs down to a low 10.
He really looks good, man. Looks like he's in good shape. He looks healthy. He looks like if he were, he could run now and probably win, you know?
Can you imagine?
I don't
think he would want to.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy Fallon is still getting backlash for having Trump on his show.
And tussling his hair?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Why would he be getting, that's what you do.
Why are people watching Jimmy Fallon?
And how about Kaepernick not getting anybody to sign him?
Yeah, Kaepernick was like, this is what happens, when you speak your mind in this country, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, really? Because
even if it's true or not.
Shitty quarterback.
Hey, Dutch.
He's an idiot that he didn't even vote.
Dutch, Tom Brady could say death to America. Tom Brady could say death to America while sitting during the national anthem and kicking a baby. And he would have 4 offers before the baby hit the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Tom got his jersey back.
That's the main story. I'm sure that's part of it, because of the whole sitting thing. But
he's not good enough to overlook it.
That's just it. They're like, yes, that's the point. He's not good enough to be like, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. The shit that we're going to take if we sign him on.
Yeah. And guess what, Kaepernick?
It's not going to be worth it.
How about this? You're so bad that the NFL teams gave a chance to a fucking dog killer. Before you. That's how bad you are. So I don't want to hear that it's because you didn't stand. Because that's bullshit. Because if he's good enough.
I'm sure it's part of it, but it's not the only reason.
But if he's good enough.
If he's good enough, he's getting on.
Yeah, if he's good enough, he's at. But the point is, and he didn't vote too, so it kind of makes all the points moot, right? If you didn't vote, what do you.
Would the Niners, bring him back out of, sympathy?
No. And it said the sitting thing, Brandon says in the chat, the sitting thing was a result of him sucking. Right. They sat him down way before he wasn't standing.
Yeah, he lost his job to what's his face.
Exactly. That's how bad he is.
I didn't even remember the quarterback name.
No one even remembers. All I remember is in fucking Dynasty Leagues, whoever that Kaepernick was fucking sad. Because, boy, did he fucking become a bust. What a piece of shit. And cut your hair, for the love of God.
Oh God, death row really starting to bother me.
Yeah, I mean
that had that problem. I'm sure that was like really uncomfortable in a football helmet.
And you know what I'm going to say? The problem is Kaepernick. You don't even look like a black dude. You look like an Arab guy. Like, doesn't he?
He does.
He looks
well, what's his face? Made the mistake and thought he was an Arab guy.
He looks like somebody that Jack Bauer would be chasing down. Like, you know, you gotta remember that Cap. You know. You could have been somebody. You could have been
a contender.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes, collects cages, hang on. Things like that.
That's real.
Can you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics billionaire or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course, okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
He keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh. I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
All top these.
No. Like boxes of real women squatting down and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nick, are you all right? Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
We're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's a shrunk ass. Why do they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses. Yeah, I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Okay, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch. Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories!
And yeah, also that. It's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you can find our show.
Slash live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel, because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Am I interrupted?
Yes, we were right in the middle of something.
Yes, thank you.
She's not giving you too much trouble, is she?
No. Oh, my gosh. So you two know each other.
No, we're
best friends.
Best friends.
We're best friends.
Excellent.
Principal McIntyre, I started mentoring one of the kids here.
Really? That's odd, because you're a janitor.
Yep. But Richie here is a hell of a kid, and he's struggling. You see, he's what he calls a juggler.
Juggalo.
He's a juggalo. It's sort of a clown posse. I figured you and I were getting tight enough that I could maybe come in here and ask that he be allowed to wear his makeup in school.
Well, it's school policy that no one should paint their face. So that's the rule, and that's the end of that.
That's the rule.
Yep.
And there's no wiggle room there.
No.
All right, I tell you what. I'll take him down to the locker room. I'll lather him up real good. I'll strip all these silly-ass clothes off him, and I'll clean him. Sparking clean. Brand new kid for you. Bring him back up.
No, please don't bathe the students.
You're right. He's a big man. He can bathe himself. Can't you, Rich?
Yeah.
All right, he's bathing himself, and I'm watching. Let's go, Richie.
You're
cleaned up. Come on.
Didn't do that either.
Dutch and Royce coming to you on MoreLikeRadio.com/live. As you heard during the break, or unless you fast forward that, if you have downloaded the podcast, you can get the podcasts. Well, if you already have a podcast, you fast forwarded, you already know because you have it.
They're on the secret.
But just search More Like Radio, Dutch and Royce, and Hippo Juice on any place you can get podcasts and grab our shit there. Is this Grizz?
This is Floozies.
It's just good chill music.
It is, right? It's totally good chill music, yeah.
I'm having a time life, y'all.
Background when you're cleaning the house music, you know what I mean?
I'm thinking I'm going to start playing this in the background of weddings during the reception. Like, not the party part, where the people are eating.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because right now I have, like, this hour and a half long background dinner music stuff that I play, which is more like soothing elevator music. I think I might get a good response with this.
What you should play is only like Slipknot while people are eating to really
make... Or Parkview Drive.
They eat faster then.
I want to get hired again, and people who have good times recommend me to other people who are getting married.
Well, Dutch, I'm not planning on getting married twice, so I guess you can probably.
Yeah,
play
I
guess,
I was going to say I don't really need more contacts in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I guess it kind of opens up your possibilities.
No Slipknot, please.
Okay,
just a request.
Never mind. Ignore what I said.
Got it.
I'm not good at wedding planning.
He's quite not good. Quite terrible.
Again,
we didn't even get to it in the first
during
hour.
The reception, it won't matter because inside of my speech, I have a 30-minute comedy set, which is separate, that I will be performing.
So you have an hour and a half scheduled out for you just talking?
Well, hour 45 because Daddy likes to go over. And,
well, see, I was planning on people actually laughing at my wedding, so I don't know if your bit's going to work out.
Oh, boy.
You know what? Let's go 2 hours then. Let's go 2 hours so I can make sure the laughs are there. You know? Ah, fuck, I got
to poop. Did anybody do anything fun this weekend?
No.
I tried edibles for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
Gummy. They were and it was like medical ones from California. So I guess it was like a $10 bag that you can get like if you were in California, but ended up costing like $50. And my friend got for Panini Sauce because Panini Sauce wants to start smoking weed but doesn't want to smoke.
Who's Panini Sauce?
What?
The reason why we brought up the story of Panini Sauce.
Well, I don't remember bringing her up, but
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Joel, it's one of John's older bits.
Well, I remember the bit. I just don't remember if it was a person.
Yeah, it was
it's a person. She still orders the Panini Sauce.
Oh, Panini Sauce. Oh, her. Yeah. That's right. I remember
girlfriend
that.
Of one of John's friends that always asked for extra Panini Sauce.
Forgot about that.
Like she'll go to Taco Bell, she'll get a quesadilla and ask for the sauce on the side.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. And we made a
Chelsea,
panini sauce.
Chelsea's becoming a panini sauce person. She's always
changing
orders up, even in like a drive-thru, like you were saying. Like every time I go out to eat with Kelsey, it's a production.
Oh, boy.
You know, she's like, I want, you know, this on the side, this extra instead of, you know. So we went out for her birthday. And they had like a surf and turf, but she didn't want the lobster tail. She wanted a crab leg. And the guy just kind of was like, yeah, we can do it. He just kind of had like this hesitation, like, it's not hard to change it, but I just don't want to do it.
Sure, I'll change out an entirely different shellfish for you, ma'am.
It's like, hi, can I get a cheeseburger? Only instead of the burger, can I have a chicken?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Why don't you just order the chicken sandwich?
I want a roasted chicken instead.
Well, I don't like
because they don't like the toppings that are on a chicken sandwich, but they like the toppings that are on the barbecue burger.
It's easier if I just do it this way. No, it's not, baby.
Now, I do have to say that lobster is more likely a more expensive option than crab. So if she got charged,
but they still charge the same amount. That was the thing. It was
What I'm saying is they might have charged her for the lobster and then had a little extra savings in profit because they gave her a cheaper product
from one person.
But either way, yeah, that's – so wait, hold on. So you tried the edibles? I've had them before, too. And
so
the ones I've had were pretty low grade. Like, they were meant to be that way. They weren't supposed to be the ones that knock you on your ass. What kind did you have?
I'm not sure because I was trying to ask him, like, if it was sativa, if it was indica, how many milligrams. He's like, I don't know, just eat, like, a piece of this. So I ended up eating, like, three pieces.
I think when it becomes edible, it doesn't matter if it's sativa or indica because it becomes – when it's processed by the liver, it becomes more of a hallucinogenic, so it doesn't really make a difference. But you're right, John. The issue is that it's really, really hard to determine how many milligrams you get because there's no real standard, you know?
Yeah.
And some places will put it on the bag, but a lot of places don't. So you'll be like, Jesus Christ, this either brownie's going to make me go to the moon or I'm going to feel like nothing, you know?
So you ended up eating three? Like, did you at least give the first one, like, an hour to see what it
felt
like?
How long did you wait after you eat the first one?
I'd say about, like, an hour, maybe.
Okay.
All right.
How big are these edibles? Like, what's the size of
a gummy bear?
How many bananas for scale?
To give you an idea, there's, I don't know what the gummy company is, but like it looks like unicorn bacon. Like it's like rainbow and it's a strip, kind of like a fruit by the foot.
Yes. Is it covered with like
sugar?
Sugar?
Yeah, like a sour candy. Okay. It looks like Mario Kart Rainbow Road.
Right, Mario Kart Rainbow Road. That's 375 milligrams per.
Holy crap.
Hold on, per bag. It's 10 milligrams per strip. So you had three. You had 30. That's a lot, man. 30 is a lot.
That's especially a good chunk.
If you're not like a normal user. Like I'll put it to you this way, man. I usually just do half of one of those.
Because I had three of them, and I don't know if this helped either, but I mean, I had a full stomach, but like I was drinking like a gigantic monster at the same time, so I don't know if that counteracted with anything.
No, you know, that's not true. It doesn't really affect anything, but.
Because I didn't really feel anything, but when I got home, I had probably like the best night's sleep in like the past couple months.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing, you know, 30 milligram, that's not bad. I mean, you know, you would have felt pretty good. You know, I mean, I would have felt it. I mean, I've done one of the gummy bears before. Just one gummy bear that was like, Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you knew how many milligrams it was because I was trying to ask him afterwards. He had, I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I've only done these things in states where it's legal to do them. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, one of my friends had like a chocolate bar. Pot chocolate bar, and he was like, "Yeah, I don't want it. I don't like it." So he gave it to me, and I had like one square of the chocolate bar, and I was fucked up for like 6 hours.
Dude, that's the thing with edibles, man. You better sit down 4 or 5 hours at least strong, because edibles isn't like, you know, with weed, you smoke even the strongest stuff an hour and a half in, maybe two. You're like, "All right, I'm fine." Not like you're 100%, but you're like, "I'm fine. I could do whatever. Whatever. Let's hang out. Like, I don't care." You know, unless you smoke again to get, you know what I mean. But when you eat, well, you better know that you don't have to do anything for 4 or 5 hours because, man, when it hits you fucking hard, and it'll make you just glue yourself to a couch.
Like, you know? When you're driving home drunk from a Halloween party, then it hits you
like that, like that, Mitch, that's right. You fucking insane person.
Well, would you do it again, John?
Yeah, I'd do it again. Like, knowing the information that I know now, if offered more than just three pieces, I'd probably do a little more.
You'll do more? Jesus. I don't know, man.
I didn't feel anything.
But you know what it is also, too, man? You do a lot of workout and stuff, and you have, like, no body fat. If your metabolism's really fast, you might have burned it out of your system faster than other people would. It's true. You know, it just happens. Mm. You know? You're pretty in shape. You know, you work out a lot. You probably burned it out of your system pretty fast.
He works out.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, I'm really sensitive to any kind of pot. Like, it'll ruin my day if I have too much. And somebody left over like the last barbecue we had, somebody left over like a small little thing of weed, and it's weak enough to where it doesn't bother me that much, and I can smoke that. So I'll have that every once in a while.
I gotcha.
Especially
I'm kind of
a
fan of the weak stuff because I never smoke, so when I do, it really hits me.
I like edibles.
Yeah, I don't know. Like for me, it's not even so much strong or weak. It's the kind of strain. Like I really prefer sativas. I prefer head highs than body highs. Like for me, it's because I still want to be productive and stuff. Like body highs, not that they're bad, but they just put
see
me
complete
to sleep.
Opposite for me.
Yeah, I'd rather have a head high.
Head highs freak me out.
No, not me. I love them. I love thinking, so it's good for me.
Well, my thinking is always like they know I'm high. Like that's what my thought
like
is.
You're paranoid, baby. You're paranoid.
Like, he knows I'm high. The dog knows I'm high. Everybody knows I'm high.
My dog knows I'm high.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't like feeling that way.
Dutch's dog starts talking. I'm like that anti-pot commercial. Remember that?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life?
What are you doing?
Get off the dope, Dutch.
Oh, those commercials are great.
Dude, that wasn't that long ago, by the way. Think about that. Like, it's legal in your state now, but that wasn't too long ago.
Well, now they're starting to trash old commercials with the new anti-drug commercials, like where they have the one where, like, you know, this is your brain. They crack the egg open. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? And then they'll be like, yeah, actually, we have a few more questions. And it keeps like going to these different kids. And then, you know, the end of it's like, parents, talk to your kids about drugs.
So. Well, the new one now, for I guess, like for the truthers trying to do the whole anti-smoking thing is they're saying that Big Tobacco is cracking down on the black community. That's why there's all these like, smoking.
Yeah, I've noticed out, like, they. Yeah, the Truth campaign has gone like anti-corporation and like anti the white man route. Have you seen any of these?
Really?
No, I haven't. Yeah.
They never used to be like that. They got.
It is
they
now. It's like this whole like, you know, let's be the generation that ends smoking forever, and like they're talking about how smoking ads are geared towards kids and minorities and how racial it is, and you know, it's like a stand up for justice.
Whoa, but it's an anti-smoking campaign. By the way, counterpoint, Marlboro Man. So that's the counterpoint. What about the Marlboro Man? Huh? That wasn't for fucking minorities. That was for rednecks. You got to smoke Marlboro Red. If not, you're a faggot. At the end of the day, you bring your cattle in, you punch your wife because your dinner's cold, and you smoke a Marlboro Red.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's absolutely delicious.
And I didn't want to be one of them homosexuals, so I smoked them all day.
All day.
I wanted to make sure.
I saw a man vaping. I punched him right in his mouth.
Oop, sorry.
So speaking of silly, Royce.
No one is speaking
stop
of silly.
Stop profiling schools. Here you go. I'll.
Post it in the chat.
Oop, that's not working.
You cunt.
Hmm?
Post it in the chat, you cunt.
I was going to say, I remembered something silly that we did do this weekend.
I'm sorry, Marie. You used the word S-I-L-L-Y. I do not believe you meant to use that word on this show.
The gentlewoman will not apologize.
Okay. Gentlewoman. the gentle person.
The gentle person. Now, on Saturday.
Wait, hold on. How do they do that in the government with the girls?
I don't know.
Or ladies,
madame,
I guess.
The ma'am? The madame?
The madam?
Gentle lady?
The madam. I think it's probably the madam.
Oh, I think it's the bottom bitch. Will not concede.
So, Royce and I were in a bind on Saturday. And
Real quick, let's finish this and then we'll do your thing.
Okay.
A recent study found that low-income neighborhoods are more likely...
Whoa. First off, is you trying to have me join Everest College? Yo, what are you doing with your life?
They really have changed up their approach.
I know. I'm yelling at you.
So pick up the phone and call them. You're already doing that now anyway.
Yo, I'm yelling at you about going to a technical college. So I'm intimidating you to go
there. See this dimly lit apartment complex behind me? I don't live here. I just like to film here.
To have tobacco retailers near schools than other neighborhoods. How convenient. In fact, Supreme Court to keep tobacco advertising near schools. Cool. Huh. Nothing says commitment to youth like a hard-won legal battle. It's not a coincidence. It's profiling. Call it out. Stop profiling. Be the generation that ends smoking.
Why is there
Wants to, like, you know, like ride the coattails of Truth and,
but
and
has
make
she
that
ever
truth
smoked,
money.
Though?
No, she that, is Truth.
That, that is
that,
what Truth
that's
is now.
The Truth ad. This is straight from their official YouTube page.
That's what I'm saying. She wants to keep on doing their commercials so she can get that Truth money.
It's she ever had a cigarette, though? Because it kind of tastes good sometimes.
You know what? you know, a cigar occasionally isn't bad. And, you know, why is she screaming at me? Like, I hate any campaign where they yell at you.
Yeah, this isn't a movie theater.
Like,
stop yelling.
You know what? These
Jesus.
Yo, Royce.
You liked that one, didn't you?
I did.
Why don't you keep your cool and smoke some camels in this Marlboro country?
Yo, why don't you shut your fucking mouth and let me do whatever the fuck I want? And mind your
business.
Not
cool.
As long as you're doing it with Virginia Slims.
By the way, the internet exists. You don't need the Truth ads anymore. All the information's out there, what cigarettes does to you.
Yeah,
if
not
you
want
Google
to
Google it. People aren't aware. That's the thing. Raising awareness.
I don't know to
what
Google
awareness
it.
Are. They're yelling
I'm
at me.
I'm unaware that cigarettes are bad for you in 2017.
Is she going to tell me to rock the vote next? Because that's what it feels like.
Uh-huh.
They film it like it was like a TRL Live, you know?
Coming to you with some fun pop-up video facts.
I don't even smoke, and those commercials make me want to smoke just because I hate people telling me what to do.
I know
you swear to God, don't tell me what to do!
Don't swear to God.
Swear to me!
Swear to me!
Swear to me! You have to do that every time.
Yes.
Swear to me! R.I.P. Christian
Harvey
Bale.
Dent. Can we trust him?
So.
Speaking of... I'm going. Sorry, go ahead.
on Saturday, we were hungry and in a bind, and we went to McDonald's for breakfast, right? And we show up to our regular old McDonald's, which had been under some sort of renovation recently. And while we were waiting in line, we were noticing that there was a DJ booth being set up, and there was a little putt-putt area outside. And there was a lady that was standing by what looked to be a face painting attire outfit. And the line was long.
Was it Mama the Clown?
See. And we're waiting to place our order, and Royce notices how long the line is. And notices,
I'm in the drive-thru, and I tell Marie, get out and paint your face. Tell him a kitty cat. And she goes.
And I was like, no, I don't want to. I just want my Egg McMuffin. And he made me get out of the car and said, do not get back in this car until you're a cat. So I had to walk over to the face painting lady, and I said,
there's the picture.
And I said, my husband kicked me out of the car until you paint me like a cat. Will you do it for
me? By the way, the lady was not only good, not only was she good, she was fast, because she finished before I even got my order. Like, Marie was walking back to the car while I was in the drive-thru line.
Yeah,
I honestly thought it was a Snapchat filter at first.
I did too.
Like, it took someone to point out that they also thought it was a Snapchat filter for me to realize, holy shit, that's not a filter.
You know what's funny? Watching somebody who freshly painted cat face try and eat an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, so
I was gonna say, did they go all the way down over your upper lip?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, you just stop at the top part of your lip.
By the way,
that far down.
She was eating.
Cats don't have upper lips.
She was eating by lifting her mouth up, like lifting her lips up, her teeth are out, and she wouldn't mess it up.
Well, here's the thing. So after we got our food, we were having friends over, and we were going to be doing errands throughout the day. And Royce is like, do not take that face paint off. You are holding onto that face paint for the rest of the day.
She was wearing it the whole day.
So I had to walk through to the butcher shop and order and get our meat with the cat paint. And they're over in like a little small podunk type town where they're all super Christian, really nice ladies.
They
and
really are.
They all were really excited. Like, they saw
they
my
were
face
so
paint.
So excited.
And they're like, oh, what's going on? Like, where'd you get that done? And they were all
and Marie, do your own makeup? And Marie, do you do parties?
And Marie was like, I did it at home.
No.
I have a question.
I'm a cat.
Why
now
would they have all that set up at McDonald's? What was going on?
It was their grand reopening.
Yeah, sorry. It was the grand reopening, and they were doing a live remote. Ronald
guy
McDonald's
with a DJ
was
fucking bumping it.
Yeah. And actually, she had me close my eyes while she was painting my face.
There was nobody there.
There was no one in line. She was bored. You could tell she really had nothing to do. But when I opened my eyes, there was a line of small little girls waiting with their faces to
be painted. So restarted the trend, because all the little girls are probably like, I don't know if I want to be the first one. Marie's like, oh, do it.
Out of the way, kids. Mama needs her face.
Marie didn't say, I'll do it. You said, Marie, you're doing it.
You're right. I did say, get out of the car. You will not be allowed back in this car unless you're a cat.
So we go to the butcher shop, and everyone's really excited about it. But then we stop at Publix on the way home because we needed some booze. And I had to walk through Publix with my face painted on, and people were not as amused as Publix.
They weren't. They did not find it as cute.
And then, even further, we were planning on doing some yard work later on
in
the afternoon.
Well, she's out in the sun doing yard work. At the end of the day, there's just white paint all over her, like bleeding down her face.
I was like, I'm going to do yard work.
She's like an insane person. This is white paint smear all over.
Did you get any pictures of that?
No, I didn't. Goddamn, I should have. And she's just with a shovel.
Mama wants to sparkle.
Exactly. I'm going to do yard work like a cat.
Crazy person.
So that was my day as a cat.
Ridiculous.
But
we're in our 30s, guys.
But in the end of the day, I did get a fire pit out of it, which was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, we have a fire pit now.
We now have a fire pit in our backyard because
you got a free fire pit for dressing up as a cat.
Well, see, we had to cut down a dead tree, and Royce was sawing it down, and I was just kind of picking up the brush, and we had two borders around two trees that had the stones that could be made into a fire pit. So I basically just moved all the stones into the backyard.
That's the same type of stone that we have.
Yeah, so I just moved the stones that were around the trees, which since one of the trees was now gone, I just took both of them and used them as a fire pit. So free fire pit. For us. Yay.
Wow, free fire.
Woo. Then, of course, in the circle of life, we burned the tree that we cut down in the fire pit later that evening.
It was
perfect.
Murderers!
It was pretty poetic.
It was. Circle of life, my friends.
Did you glue the stones together, or would there be a collapsed fire pit like we've seen before?
Glue the stones together.
Glue them together, she says.
Why would you glue them?
We glued ours together.
Because they stay together.
Isn't glue flammable?
Not in Florida. Nobody glues them together, and they always stay together. Maybe it's because you guys have snow or something. I don't fucking know.
I distinctly remember a fire pit falling apart.
Where?
When we were in Florida.
Well, yeah, it's when you get your fire pits from Korea.
That's not fair. That fire pit falling apart was because you got... Well, whatever. Forget it.
No, I did not put an entire pallet on that fire pit.
I was busy having sex.
Wow. I mean, did you have to say it that way? It was a little creepy.
I was busy having refreshments and getting put to bed.
Outside like a crazy person, by the way.
It was fine.
And inside.
It was fine.
Wow.
But yeah, no, we did not glue our stones together. We didn't have concrete. Maybe eventually we will do that.
Well, we're never going to glue them. I'm never going to do it. I'm going to fucking stand up to it and not
do that.
I didn't know Royce was a Freemason.
I am.
No. We're just going to burn things in it until it's gone and we fix it.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Burning documents.
I passed out this weekend. That was fun. Not from drinking.
What'd you do?
So I woke up at about 5 o'clock. I was like, yeah, motivated, took care of the dog. I was like, I'm going to go to the gym for an hour. I had a really hard workout. I had a decent breakfast before I left. Immediately after, I went and donated blood.
Why?
Oh, no.
Why would you do that?
Sherry likes to pretend she's a good person because she has some kind of magical blood that the vampires love.
O negative.
Oh, is it like that? You have O negative? That's universal.
Liquid gold, my friend.
That is very sought after because you can use that for just about anyone, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wow.
So, because I'm a terrible person, I like to donate my blood to feel like a good person.
That's fair.
So, afterwards, after they finished like filling all the test tubes, she went to go take the needle out, and I was like, I'm feeling a little lightheaded. Next thing I knew, I was sleeping, and I heard my name being said a lot. And then I realized that I passed out. And, I tried opening my eyes, but I couldn't. So I was like, I'm awake, I think. And then I heard them like, oh, she's talking. And I was like, slowly peeling my eyes open. And then they lectured me for not eating enough breakfast. And I was like, I didn't know. I thought I did. And
they should have given you a cookie.
It's not about eating enough breakfast. It's also you shouldn't have fucking worked out before you give blood because that raises your blood pressure.
Yes.
Yeah, Sherry.
Yeah, how dare you donate blood?
No, I donate blood, but I don't donate on days after a workout. Like, you know.
I can't drink wine. I can't work out. Why do I even bother?
You could drink wine. Just, you know, don't work out. Just don't drink wine before you work. Give blood. The night before is fine, but not the day of. You can't go. I have learned from experience. Wait. They will not take your blood if you're drunk. No matter
what
how.
What if you're high, though?
How would they know?
That's a good question.
They take in mine.
I don't know. The ones down here in South Florida, even if you're like a meth addict, they'll still take your blood.
It's true. I actually had a buddy who has hepatitis, and the blood van every day like was in front of his work for a week, and they kept telling him, come on, man, give blood. He was like, man, I can't. He goes, come on, man, give blood. He goes, I can't give blood, dude. Come on, man. He goes, I have hepatitis. I can't. Come on, man. And he goes, fine, I'll give blood. He gave blood anyway because the guy wouldn't fucking
stop. Oh, my God,
stop.
I'm never having a blood transfusion.
Wait.
Holy crap, that's so fucking dangerous.
Wait, hold on. You'll feel fine because here's what happened.
Okay.
No, you don't have to worry. They screen it for all that shit now. And they called him from their place to go, why did you give blood? You have hepatitis. He goes, I know, but the guy told me it was fine, and he said it was short. So... Then you learned a lesson.
I hope that guy lost his job.
Yeah, for real.
I think he might have. I don't know.
I hope so.
But
soliciting all those hepatitis patients for blood.
Yeah, it's the problem. And it's okay.
I always thought that was like the worst. Is like when the bloodmobile is like outside of a gym. It's like, dude, I'm about to go fucking do cardio.
I know exactly, man. They park in front of gyms. So I'm like, I'm not going to give before, and I'm not going to give after. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I do give blood, but I will go, like, to the place.
They should park outside of, like, a donut shop.
There you go. That's the way to do it. No one's going to pass out.
Or a steakhouse?
No one, exactly. No one coming out of an Outback is going to fucking pass out. They're going to be like, I had a blooming onion. I'm ready to go. You know what? Take two pints out. I'm fine. You know what?
So wait, did they give you a cracker and water and everything after you passed out?
A cracker?
That's usually what happens. They're supposed to give it to you ahead of time so you don't pass out.
They gave me lots of stuff, and they're like, you know what? Take a handful home with you. And I was like, okay.
Did they give you like free movie tickets? Because that's the incentive here. It's like you get two free movie tickets if you donate.
No, but that
blood.
Reminds me. I'm supposed to get a water bottle.
You could have gotten free movie tickets, Sherry. All of this time, these vampires have been sucking your blood. You're not getting any free shit from them?
And there's an AMC the gift card movie on your dresser since
last
your birthday
year.
Last year?
Well,
what? Stop yelling at me.
Your place is fucking worse than mine. Mine is like, if you give blood six times, we'll give you a t-shirt you'll wash your car with. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah. Or attach it to a stick and mop your floor.
Fucking thanks so much.
Well,
no,
apparently they don't
get
need
a water
blood.
Bottle. I need to figure that out.
No, they need blood because once you give blood once, they
like
call
an old
you.
Chicago?
Do they call you all the time, Sherry? Like they call me
every day,
all
they
the time.
Called me the day before my donation. They're like, "Your blood is in need." I'm like, "Yeah, look at your fucking thing. I'm donating tomorrow morning."
No, they just call blindly. And one day, I told them, "Please stop calling." I go, take me off the list. I go, I'm going to give anyway, but you have to take me off the list. Because then they go, are you free to come in Friday? I go, no. If I was free, I'd go in. And then the thing is like, then they tell you, okay, give platelets. I have given platelets, but the thing is, to give platelets, it takes 2 hours. You know, like, you sit there and they take your blood out and they put it back in. It's like, I don't have 2 hours. And then you apparently give platelets every 2 weeks, right? But I don't have 2 hours every 2 weeks. You know what I mean? And then...
Do they pay you for the platelets?
No, they give you the same thing. Like, they'll give you, like, a fucking... If you give, like, four times for platelets, you get, like, an Amazon gift card for $30. Shitty, you know?
Well, that's not
so how come
it.
Sperm, they,
blood
they
is
give
so
you money,
expensive,
but blood,
though.
They don't like, give you shit.
If you get blood in a hospital, they're charging you, like, $1,000 a bag. So you don't get paid for that, Sherry, at all?
No.
$1,000 a bag?
I have, I think, like a third most, like, sought after type. I have, like, B negative, which is, like, you can use that for just about everything except for O.
So if we were going to say, people. If we were going to say a numerical value, Sherry's is a 10 and yours is a 6. I got it.
I think mine's like mine's more like an 8.
No,
you know what?
It's 6.
You know what? Royce, Sherry. Well,
that's what I was told, but I've never donated once. Because of that reason, like
I just realized,
you, motherfucker.
I just realized something.
Greedy?
People like Sherry and Royce are the problem.
What? I'm trying to help.
You two are giving away your blood for free so that the other people can't hold out until they start paying us for our blood to compensate for the fact that it's $1,000 on the other
I
end of the table.
I get it, but
yeah, you're right about that.
It is a complete scam in the.
Like, I say no one give blood until people start paying.
Blood, I, of course,
which is
understand.
Basically toilet water.
I understand. I understand that it's.
We're holding on to gold through our veins and we're just giving it away.
I understand.
Well, yeah, that does seem like a medical scam because the Bloodmobile guys, they're paying, they're charging for that blood for the hospital to take. Whereas if you go directly to the hospital, they're paying you outright for the blood.
Listen,
yeah, they're fucking
listen,
fucking
you
over.
Listen, you're right. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. And I've said that for a long time that it's kind of fucked up. But at the end of the day, the guy who has cancer doesn't really fucking care. And like someone who just got into a fucking car accident, they don't care. Like they need the blood. And that's the shitty part. Like I get what you're saying and I do understand that. But at the end of the day, you're basically saying how many bodies have to pile up before they start paying us for our delicious gold? That sounds really
more.
Crazy, you know?
Does
it's
it?
Just the medical
and
industry
one day you
general.
Might need it. And one day you might need it, and you'll be glad that you gave and other people gave, no matter
they
what.
Charged me they charged me $100 for an ibuprofen.
How am I the moral high ground on this
Royce,
show? What's happening?
You just spit out some corporate bullshit jargon you bought into the thing that they're selling into.
Are you saying that Big Blood? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yes, they're Big Blood.
You
they're
bought,
all fucking
you bought into the system.
Blood-sucking vampires.
That by the pint, what your body produces is worth at least $1,000, and you're just giving it to them.
I'm the one that gets banned from Facebook.
Guys,
I want to remind people.
Do you get a tax write-off?
I have an app on my phone from the Red Cross, and I have a Cabot Creamery Co-op reward. So
what
free
the fuck
cheese.
Is that?
Sherry.
Free cheese,
Sherry,
baby.
I've never heard of that.
I'm bringing home the cheese.
Sherry, if you donated twice in a similar amount of time, the hospital could be charged for grand theft. Seriously.
Really? I don't know what you guys are doing, but the problem is
a bag is worth $1,000 on the tail end.
I understand.
And you're like, here, take my money.
You want me to sell my book on black market?
Because they had to go through the trouble of actually getting it out of somebody.
Here's
why.
It's
not that. And then it's also because they have to run all kinds of STD tests and all kinds of blah, blah, blah tests on it before they can give it to somebody.
It's not my fault that their system is expensive. If I'm giving blood for free, that person should get that blood for free.
That's what I would think.
Well, I mean, the testing does cost money, so I understand that. But I think $1,000 per pint seems a little
high.
Is
that how much it is? Are we speaking out of our ass? Why don't we see how much it is?
I'm not speaking out of my ass, dude. I my eyes really opened after I got my car wreck last year with just the how much of a scam the medical industry is.
You guys, I just received
$10,000 for a 5-minute ambulance ride.
How about you bypass the middleman, you just start walking around in hospital beds and say, who wants this blood? This blood right here, I'll just pump it straight into your veins. Just bypass the middleman.
Yeah, just do it like what they had on Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Just that.
You want some of this
what
blood?
If you had
just
your
tie
own
you to the
ambulance.
Front of a car and hook you up.
Not that part, but more of sticking it in somebody's neck.
Hospitals pay $130 to $150 when they buy it from the Red Cross per pint.
So the Red Cross is out there making money too, those bastards.
It says the nation's hospital pay more for blood collected by American Red Cross, which plans to raise its prices in July to help pay off debts. Red Cross officials said that today that they could not say how much the price would increase nationally. Safety and availability is our number one priority.
Wait, Royce, you said it wrong. The Red Cross said, we cannot say how big the price increase is going to go.
They didn't do that. That's not.
And make sure that they actually twiddled their fingers together when they said the mwahaha part.
So if the Red Cross is going to raise their prices, can you just cut out the middleman and just go straight to the hospital and donate blood and then they can lower the price of their blood?
I say what we do is we walk down the hallways and shout out, I got A positive. Who wants some A positive right here? Just hook up needle to needle.
Close to $500,000 worth of donated blood is at the heart of a lawsuit between Oklahoma Blood Institute and Minneapolis-based blood broker. But the details reveal court filings and interviews about a high-dollar market for human blood and blood products that may come as a shock to donors who give away the valuable product for free. Donors often believe their blood is given to local hospitals and all donations stay in the community, neither of which is true. A pint of blood in America sells to hospitals for $180 to $300, depending on the market, and expired blood is often sold to research labs. So even if it goes bad, they sell it? That's some bullshit.
Well, they sell it for that much, but on the back telling you,
the blood broker,
10 times increase.
The blood broker engaged in legal tussle in Oklahoma City, blah, blah, blah. Bowman's company formed 4 years ago and acts as middleman between blood suppliers like blood donation centers and buyers such as hospitals and research laboratories. It's an unusual industry because the product is completely dependent on donors who aren't paid for the donation, yet selling the blood, which technically is a pharmaceutical product, makes millions of dollars for nonprofit entities such as Oklahoma Blood Institute, is what you guys are saying. We have a charitable side, which is trying to motivate people to do an amazing thing to help their fellow man or woman, said doctor, blah, 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 blah. You turn that around, we are providing a drug on the business side of what we do. The comparison is to a pharmaceutical company. Yeah, but you're not... But the pharmaceutical companies pay to make the thing. You're just taking blood out of people and selling it. Which, again, I understand your fucking point. But if everybody did that, people would die. You know what I mean? Like, there's
so
that side of it.
So what if you have, like, an artificial heart? You're not really pumping out blood. It's like transmission fluid. So you can't give blood, right?
It's not transmission fluid. It's a regular...
but you're part machine.
I want the high mileage.
That would be my blood. My blood is the high mileage.
Yeah, I want that one.
I give good blood.
Mine would be 0W20.
The problem with being an O negative, you can only get blood from O negative people.
Yeah, see, I need people like me to donate so that way one day if Mitch tries to murder me and I need blood.
What do you mean tries?
So why don't you just clone yourself?
You won't need it. Succeeds, you mean.
Yeah, I have a feeling if Mitch does a job, he's going to get it done right.
Yeah, he'll probably get,
I thought that was the dog.
Stab.
Get away.
Stab.
Sterling, help me.
Stab.
Sterling's not going to.
Is he stabbing her with his penis?
No. I was stabbing her and Sterling was just panting heavily.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. You guys are weird.
Are you coming? No, I'm just breathing. Happy?
Stop it.
Oh, my God. That was weird. getting weird now.
So what you were going to say something about your cheese, Sherry?
Oh, while we were talking, I just redeemed a $4 cheese coupon from Cabot Cheesery.
Oh, I guess I take it. I guess.
So Sherry donated blood that they're going to sell for $130 to $300, and she gets $4 worth of cheese.
That's not bullshit.
And like four Herbal Life protein bars that were less than mediocre.
That's a scam.
Ew. Herbal Life is a pyramid scheme.
And two cans of cranberry juice. Thank you.
That sounds gross.
Cranberry juice is terrible.
If you want to get more blood, it sounds like if you were able to partner up or get some sort of like, you know, like you were saying, the more of the coupon kind of things, like it doesn't cost them any money. They're not paying money, but if they have, you know, sponsors that donate, you know, coupon, you get a lot more people donating blood if they know they're getting something for it.
I should be getting a water bottle.
But you can't buy $4 worth of cheese. You need to buy $10 worth of cheese.
Right, well, that's $4 my point discount. Is get companies like Uber or Amazon or Walmart on board to give $50 coupons for whatever, you know, just the in-store credit. And you'd have a lot more people lining up to donate blood that way. And this way they can get more bags and they'd sell it. It's just a bad business model. Why am I doing this? Why am I talking
it's a great companies. Business model, actually.
I mean, for them, it's a great business model.
Well, no, they're losing money. It says they're in debt.
No, they're in debt because the Red Cross isn't just blood. There's other things they do. That's why they're in debt. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Red Cross is definitely more than just blood. You know, and by the way, are they one of the bad charities? Because now who knows? Because how many, like, you read about all these charities where you give the money and, like, all the money goes to getting them nice couches. You know? They don't
help didn't you hear about, like, all that shit that happened with the pink in the NFL?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like, just they barely a 3% amount of whatever
or something, something
to
like
actual breast cancer research. It's like they're holding the NFL hostage to basically pay for their vacations. Fuck Susan B. Anthony.
Hey, it's not her fault.
Is it? Look what she started.
Yeah.
I don't think she started.
Is she
breast
the one that
cancer?
Did the flag?
And the silver dollar piece.
I love Dutch's understanding of women.
Betsy Ross,
women in history.
I'm like Bert Kreischer. He has a really funny joke about how he thought Anne Frank and Helen Keller were the same person.
Right?
Aren't they?
The Red Cross
two different interpretations.
The Red Cross is an 83 out of 100 rating.
Is that
for
good?
Goodness?
That's good, right?
That's good.
That's
still
a B minus.
Yeah, I guess we would want a perfect 100. Hey, you could be Wyclef and just fucking steal a whole bunch of money from me. And that's not even allegedly.
Lauryn Hill still in jail? Is she still with us?
No, Lauryn Hill's not in jail. Why would you think Lauryn Hill's in jail?
Why would she be in jail?
You don't remember that? It was tax evasion.
Is Lauryn Hill in jail?
Lauryn Hill.
Google. Maybe you mean Faith Hill.
No, she's with Tim McGraw.
Okay, Google.
Tim McGraw?
Jail.
There he goes. Some reason, I feel like she got in trouble.
What does Google
say? 2012, guilty for tax evasion.
There you go.
Was it jaywalking? Taxes.
I was a 3-month sentence in 2013. She's fine.
Okay. So it was a while ago.
So she's fine. She's like, but
she got out of, or at least she stopped like having anybody care about her music because she says her music wasn't for white people.
No, that was a myth. That wasn't true. I've already looked that up.
It wasn't. 100%
false. Yep.
So her music is for white people.
Snoops.
Girls, you better watch out.
Watch out.
That guy.
Come out.
I do like the Fugees though.
They were okay.
La la la.
I would like some of my music to be rated for white people so I know that it's safe for me to listen to it.
So that was bullshit then. Okay. Well, then where the fuck has she been?
Ready or not, here I come.
The last thing she did was April in 2016. She hosted a headline that was billed the inaugural Despora Calling in King's Theater in Brooklyn.
Sounds like a cult.
African diaspora following the month approximately. She showed up approximately an hour late.
Oh, she's a diva. She's an Axel for sure.
Oh boy, what was after less than 90-minute show end? Large backlash from her fans on Twitter and Facebook. stage. She was late for the concert and didn't even play the songs that they wanted to hear.
Oh, God. She probably played on new stuff.
What a dick.
I love that.
She totally Kaepernicked that fucking concert.
I don't know. That's the same thing.
Is she still talented?
What is this? The day Beyonce?
It was an SNL thing. I don't know. I just Googled rated for white people, and it was one of the first things that came up. I just wanted to see if somebody actually had a rating for white people.
Oh, it's an NC-17 for white people, but it's a G for black people.
Right. So the name of the thing is The Day Beyonce Turned Black, rated NC-17 for white people and rated general audiences for black people.
That's funny.
It's pretty funny. That SNL, sometimes they can just be a hoot, you know?
What does NC stand for in NC-17?
North Carolina.
Yeah. It's
not certain.
It's North Carolina 17.
Did you say North Carolina?
It's actually North Carolina 17.
You gave me beer from North Carolina.
I work for the MPAA. It's North Carolina 17. I sit there and watch movies all day.
Irmagerd.
You would have had some hoogies in the puking news.
Hey, wait a minute. How did this get turned on me? I'm not the one who said North Carolina.
Now it is.
What time is it?
It's 11:50.
Also Hammer time.
Hammer and yeah, Hammer works.
Yeah.
Let's go with Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh. Here comes the hammer.
Yeah.
What?
I don't want a hammer.
Yeah, well, here it comes.
No.
Oh, shit.
It looks like we're going to have a new Supreme Court Justice. Neil Gorsuch.
Yeah, Gorsuch.
For all indication, he's more center.
Pretty moderate dude. He was actually asked today during the confirmation hearing, like, would you overturn Roe v. Wade? He goes, no, it's already been handled. Like, we're moving on. Like, he was very clear about it. And he goes, did Donald Trump ask you to overturn Roe v. Wade? And he goes, no. He goes, well, they go, what would you do if he did? He goes, I'd probably walk out of the room. Like, he was being really,
being a dick.
Yeah, like, but again, like, people realize, like, dude, you could have had a lot worse judge in there, man. This guy's
but
really.
But just the fact that people are still talking about Roe v. Wade.
This guy's like, fucking moderate. And he said, I'm not going to do anything about it. Like, he goes, I don't care.
Were they asking him questions like, who would you say is the best Hulk in all of the Marvel movies?
I do wonder if those things, if you sit on C-SPAN and watch the whole thing, there's probably.
Could they really overturn something like that?
No.
I mean.
So what the fuck then?
I guess we're winning a fight.
Because people are idiots and reporters are just, they're lazy and they ask dumb,
they
you know,
can't
clickbait
fucking,
shit like that.
They can't fucking shut up about the goddamn Russians.
Hold on. West Virginia's congressman's nephew has a question. If Ryu fought Sub-Zero, would the fireball, like, counter the freeze thing? I don't know what that has to do with Roe v. Wade.
Excuse me, Justice Neil Gorsuch?
I'm not finished answering this question.
Excuse me, Justice Neil Gorsuch?
Yes.
Which pizza's better, New York or Chicago, and go?
I don't know. I'm not going
to get obviously
involved
New
in this.
York, but that has nothing to do with this.
yes, I got a question. Is pineapple belong on pizza?
I have no. Don't know what this has to do with
I got a question for Neil Gorsuch.
Yeah.
If you had to remove one of the colors from Sour Patch Kids, which color would you remove and why?
I actually am a type 2 diabetic and I can't eat sugar, so I don't know why you're asking me that.
One last question.
Okay.
What part of the toast do you put your bread on?
What part of the toast? It doesn't make sense. My toast is bread.
Well, I'm sorry. What part of the toast do you spread butter on?
I mean, I don't know, but what does that make sense? Both sides are with bread. Not on the crust.
A pretty simple question, sir. Bottom side, top side, or corner?
Let me rephrase that question.
Yeah.
Those things are so stupid too, because you already know what the votes are. It's just a show, you know.
I actually have a question that was asked of him here. You want to hear it real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
One more question from Ken Bone about energy policy. Ken,
fucking Ken.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
Mr. Trump, 2 minutes.
Absolutely. Whatever happened to that zone. Guy?
The bone zone.
That guy fucks.
People lost their goddamn minds with that guy.
That was exactly.
We lost our goddamn minds on this show. It was the next day we were going like, what the fuck is this?
that guy had 72 hours of fame.
Dude. Like, it was really quick. That guy was one of the quickest, like, fame. Like, you know, some people just last a little longer. Like that, how about that girl still hanging around a bit?
Cash me outside.
Cash me outside.
She's making money off of like porn websites.
No, she's not. She's 14.
No. I heard she's getting appearance fees at like events.
No. I heard she's a time traveler.
That's not true.
Hey, she's from West Palm.
I don't know what this has to do with my Senate confirmation hearing.
What do you think about the catch me outside?
I don't understand. What does this have to do with my policy on immigrants?
Do you feel that Han Solo shot first, or was that Greedo?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm more of a Star Trek guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm saying right now, under oath.
And then everyone grumble.
Was Lando Calrissian in the right for turning over Han Solo?
I'm not going to turn this into a space racial thing. I will not do it. I will not allow it.
Are Ewoks people?
You know what? That's fucking racist. Oh, God. I'm sorry, but I think the madam said the word C-U-N-T, and I believe that is not allowed in council.
Oh, my God.
Do you take back the word, madam?
Isn't that like saying hello in England? Like that's like just a natural word to say.
No, John, and stop saying that.
Stop calling every English person you meet a cunt. You fucking crazy.
It's not a thing.
Nobody can give me a straight answer, though.
Because they're all shocked and appalled that you keep calling them cunts.
The first thing John does when he meets an English person, he goes, "Fatty meets vagina where you live." And then he giggles and runs away.
And then he goes, "Bloody hell."
Oh, God. Are you from Hogwarts?
Oh, my God. What if we
Is Doctor Who an actual doctor? Let's give a doctorate degree.
Could we just put the sorting hat on Neil Gorsuch and see if he shows up in Gryffindor? Because if he's a Slytherin, I do not want to vote him in.
How hilarious if at all the fucking confirmation hearings, it was a sorting hat.
It was a sorting hat.
It says right here, Mr. Franken, that you are in fact not a Hufflepuff, but a Slytherin.
Excuse me, this question is for Mr. Franken. Are you good enough, smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you?
Oh, now he's a senator.
I like me.
He's been a senator for a while.
For a long time.
Do you think he like doesn't acknowledge any of his SNL days anymore?
He still talks about him sometimes in a...
He addresses the comedy side of his career.
Okay, that's good.
What if your Supreme Court nomination was dependent solely on if you successfully got the middle square in a game of Plinko?
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, geez.
The worst.
It's going to be the worst thing, I guess. What if it was rock, paper, scissors, best 2 out of 3? That would be fucking awesome.
One final question. The game of wits, is that considered checkers or chess?
Finally, last question. What number am I thinking of?
What? I believe this question is unfair.
I'm not a
mentalist.
Where in
the world is Carmen Sandiego?
What?
Can you find Waldo on this map?
This just in, the FBI has put another $36 million into finding Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, my God.
That's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the questions have been pretty ridiculous, and he's been hammered hard. Poor guy. I hear he's a fine judge. Seems pretty fair, but Republicans
better than Judge Reinhold?
Yeah, Republicans and Democrats be hating on each other. Can't agree on shit.
Yeah, the guy's from Colorado.
Okay. Oh, wait, my Judge Reinhold isn't a real judge.
All right, guys. It's time to wrap up.
Is somebody going to ask
Marie,
something?
Royce, why are you better?
I got it. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I was a cat person for a day.
It's not bad. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because during my wedding, I'm going to have Slipknot during the food portion And there's going to be a musical interlude during the speeches featuring the Macarena.
That's not bad. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I have O negative gold blood.
John, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I took 30 milligrams of edible and I didn't feel a goddamn thing.
Dutch, why are you better?
Because I just brought back the bone zone.
That is not bad. And let's see. I am better than you because I will not yield the floor, sir. Tomorrow, Hippo Juice Show. Stay tuned for that and all the other great shows on More Like Radio. All right? Tell your friends about Dutch and Royce, how cool it is. All right, guys. We're out of here.
See you next week.
Can't stop the beat.
And then they eat the poo-poo.